for tuning in to the Love Breezy Bree Yoga Podcast. My name is Bree, and you can find me at lovebreezybreeyoga.com. Check out the show notes for more information, including a link to my website. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste. Today, resolve to make change. Let go of an old habit that is no longer serving you, or embrace a new habit that will benefit you. Choose a habit that is substantial but small so it is attainable. Practice this resolution daily this week, checking in with yourself at the beginning of each day to focus your intent, and at the end of each day to see how you did. Ask yourself, how did I do today? What was hard? What was easy? Could I support myself better in any way to help me stick with my resolution? And if you have lapsed, renew your resolution and begin again. January 2nd, Yoga 365, Daily Wisdom for Life on and Off of the Mat, by Susanna Hardwood Rubin. Namaste. Welcome. It is the beginning of a new year. It is a super new moon, and the inspiration is wildly surrounding us. I appreciate you sharing your time with me. I am so honored, grateful. My heart is full, and I'm excited, especially for today's episode. So, I love that this was the second entry of Yoga 365, Daily Wisdom. It is such an amazing little pocketbook to carry around and share with yourself every single day, creating yoga in your life. Just little thoughts that allow you to create a mindful meditative moment with your practice. And that is what we are talking about today. I love that Yoga 365 discusses resolutions because many people do indeed make them, rather it's consciously, they write them down, they create goals and milestones, or rather it's subconsciously, somewhere in the back of their mind, deep in their heart, there's something that they want, but they refuse to make that intention. So we're going to talk about something a little bit different, maybe a way to approach it that might be helpful and also take that pressure off. So as we begin, I invite you to relax. Maybe find yourself in a seated posture, lying down, or just comfortable. Let's take a moment and let's just connect back to self and with each other. Soften those gazes, soften your breath, soften your shoulders and your jaw. Feel yourself rooted and grounded, safe and secure. Feel the butterflies in your soul. Feel yourself feeling that excitement of a new year, that hope that always follows. Thinking back to the past year and all the things you have to be grateful for, the people, the animals, the planet, the sun shining, the moon rising. Appreciate that energy. Sometimes we only focus on saying goodbye instead of focusing on saying hello. Or so long. Start to feel the breath begin to get more intentional, become more deeper, flowing through your body. Deep inhalations, taking a moment and holding in your breath for just a second or more, and then slowly letting it go, taking your time. Not being in a hurry. finding that patience for your practice. All right, let's discuss a new approach to resolutions. Namaste. We live in a world filled with contracts. We are always signing our names on the dotted lines. We are accountable to our lives in so many ways. And there's such beauty in that responsibility. Gives us purpose, focus, drive. Reminds us to think about the future as we are, as far as we know, the only species that can do so. But we do have those instincts. We do wish to live in the present, focusing on moment to moment, but remembering that there's beauty in being able to reflect and being able to plan. Sometimes when we're truly in the present, especially as humans, it's more because we are in survival mode. Especially in the last 2 years with the pandemic, if you caught any variation of C19, then you know you're just in the present, not necessarily in a mindfully good way. So there's something to be said about looking forward to the future, having that hope, having dreams, reflecting on the past, not just the mistakes or the things you wish never happened or the things that make you sad or angry or worried about the future, but the things that make you grateful. Journaling. Journaling that gratitude, journaling the facts, journaling how you felt in the moment, all the five senses, all of your emotions, being honest with yourself, which isn't always easy to do. Some of us are more optimistic than others. Some of us like to really dig deep to find the silver lining or go out of our way to find what was most annoying or uncomfortable. That's okay. It's a personality trait, perhaps. But we can be more intentional, mindful, and motivated about how we show up in this world every single day. What inspires you is probably the best question you can ask yourself to begin this year. What inspires you? Is it watching your flowers bloom and blossom in the spring? Is it planting a vegetable in your garden and it cooking in your kitchen several months later? Is it watching your child struggle and overcome some obstacle, or your mate have a really beautiful day that they share with you? Is it reading a good book or watching a good TV series or movie? Is it traveling, visiting a new place or eating a new food? Is it getting a new project opportunity at work or getting that desired grade on your homework? Is it saving up to purchase something you really, really wanted with intent? What inspires you? Ask your senses. Is it the way something smells? Maybe you're into essential oils. Maybe it's just looking at the moon when she decides to show up bright in the sky. Maybe it's listening to your favorite song or an audiobook or yoga podcast. Maybe it's running your fingers through your dog's hair as you give them a nice scratch, rub, or hug. Maybe it's sipping that herbal tea where you can taste the jasmine, the chamomile, the rose. Ask your senses. Journal your answers. And consider it a start of the New Year's mindful practice, getting in touch with what really matters to you, not just focusing on the things you wish you had or could do or could be. Although important to set goals, resolutions, but understanding why you're inspired by that. They always say to know the why, but I like to ask, does it inspire you? Are you inspired? Does art inspire you? Food inspire you? Being in nature inspire you? Practicing asana inspire you? Taking a bubble bath, reading a book? Get to know yourself this year. What colors inspire you? What time of day inspires you? What moments inspire you? If you're not sure, this is a good time to think back, reflect. As I mentioned, sometimes we only reflect on the past and think about the things that didn't inspire us, but what did? What are your top 5 or 10 things that inspired you? Think back as far as you can go and figure out, does that still inspire you? Or maybe it led to something else. Maybe drawing as a kid has led to writing. Maybe writing has led to recording videos. Maybe eating has led to creating special meals. Whatever it may be. No matter how mundane or simple or insignificant it may seem, it's not. It's not. One of the things that I hope yoga teaches us is the value of the most simple action. When we take a mudra, yoga of the hands, and we bring our hands into prayer, namaste, that has such significance for multiple reasons across many different cultures, religions, and spiritual practices. And yet, our hands are just touching. So, once you feel like you've done this practice, you feel comfortable, you feel that solar plexus chakra, that empowerment beginning to shine through, I want you to think about resolutions different, especially if they feel too commercialized or too, you know, oriented toward the masses. I understand that. I used to make resolutions and I was never too type A about them or anything like that. I did like having some sort of idea of my best self for the new year. But what I really loved doing more than a resolution was a reflection. Just asking myself, what did I do this year that amazed me about myself? And I've always had a few things that really just made me feel like, wow, I wouldn't have even thought I was going to do that this year. It wasn't something I set out to necessarily do like a New Year's resolution, but how awesome to see the result of just being inspired and being passionate and wanting to be the best version of myself from a creative perspective and from a productive perspective. Sometimes those reflective moments are where we really get to know who we are. Not necessarily creating a goal and crushing it, although that does show perseverance and determination, drive and focus, grit. And those are all beautiful things because that builds confidence, shows us that we show up for ourselves, which is a beautiful act of self-love, making a promise to self and keeping promises to self. I do believe it's true that if we cannot show ourselves how worthy we are to us by being mindful and intentional with how we live our lives, being kind and generous to ourselves, expecting someone else to provide that type of energy toward us seems really foolish and in some ways very selfish. We want someone to treat us better than we treat ourselves. For some people, they want that permanently. That seems unfair to all parties involved. So, what I propose is that you make a contract with yourself. Start your journal. Maybe you're on day two with I, comma, first, last name, agree to, and begin to write. Creating a mission and a vision for your life, 1 year at a time. Maybe one day at a time. Make sure to sign it and date it at the end. Make a contractual agreement with yourself. Now, this sounds very official, but you get to choose what that contract says. What are the terms and conditions? You get to choose. But here's the bigger challenge. Once you decide what inspires you, just choose more of that. This isn't about a big audacious goal, although you should have those. This is about honoring thyself. Sometimes we like to make these, I think they're rules on some level with self. I'm going to practice yoga every single day, no matter what. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, sounds completely doable. But does that ever really truly work? Or does going to a yoga class, loving how that felt for the mind, body, spirit connection, and being inspired to feel that again, to experience that again, usually work out a little bit more better? understanding that things happen. You get sick, you're tired, you have a project, someone else is sick, tired, has a project. Things happen in life. Grace is so important. Grace, gratitude, patience, and love bring you peace. So why is this contract even a thing? Doesn't that sort of contradict what I'm saying? You might be asking yourself. Well, I guess it depends on what you put in the contract. I'm assuming you're going to be compassionate with your life, your time, your energy. And maybe the contract is going to be a one-liner. I agree to honor my sacred space. To treat my body, my mind, and my spirit with respect. To honor the things that I hear, the things that I see, the things that I say. By being intentional and mindful with what I choose to hear, choose to see, and choose to say. Understanding that I don't always get that choice, but when I do, it's going to be mindful. My life is sacred. My space is sacred. My time is sacred. And all of that is limited, precious. So I want it to be purposeful for me as a grandiose act of kindness to self and to others. Understanding that I embody the teaching spirit, whether I realize it or not, I am always teaching. We are always teaching. But what are we teaching? What are we teaching ourselves? Habits are just lessons that have been learned, that have been taught and embraced. They're not accidental. They have taken time and energy to manifest. So you have the choice to decide what you wish to teach yourself and others through your actions, the things you do, the things you say are all your legacy. And your legacy is being molded and manifested daily. Nothing is by accident when it comes to your actions. So this is the year for you to be intentional about that. I will be intentional about how I choose to teach. And if you still have questions, join the club. We all do. That's why we are students, practitioners, and teachers. But when you do know better, it's important to exercise that knowledge and do better. Hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself in high esteem. Signed, me, Date it today. Failure. Failure is a part of the human experience, but what is really failure? Failure is not meeting an expectation. What's an expectation? For some, it's a dream, a hope, a desire. For others, it is external. It feels out of your own control. Where are you in your life when it comes to expectations? What do you expect of yourself? What does society, culture, your parents, your boss, your children, your mate expect of you? Do you feel balanced? Is what you expect of yourself and what they expect of you in alignment? No matter how small or how large those expectations are they balanced and aligned? Or is there much room for failure? If we reposition our expectations for self to be aligned with the expectation of the external, failure begins to diminish. And when it does happen, that grace will fill in the gaps. Because you understand. And when failure happens from others, where your expectations for them are aligned, you can provide that grace, patience, compassion as well. Is it easy? Of course not. Is it supposed to be? No, I don't think so. Does that matter? Absolutely not. Every opportunity that you are challenged mentally, emotionally, gives you an opportunity to grow spiritually. And I know that that is what is the purpose of life. Peace. It comes from within. But it doesn't come from ignorance, which means ignoring. It comes from mindfulness, being intentional. Make this the year that you look for alignment and balance in your life. In your mind, in your body, in your spirit? Does your lifestyle show up in a balanced way? If you can answer yes, then your challenge is going to be maintaining and having patience. And if the answer is no, your challenge is going to be understanding and having patience. I hope that today's episode has inspired you. Listen to it again and again and again so that you can complete these exercises. There's no time limit. If it takes you the rest of the year to understand the significance of today's message, allow yourself that grace, because you have a lifetime, your lifetime, which is unknown, but it's still a lifetime to live. Happy New Year. Happy Super New Moon. I invite you to do this exercise during this moon phase, while the energy is powerful, inviting, and inspiring. Set your intention at the beginning of your practice. Maybe do a moon salutation. Check out today's show notes for a link to a past class. And just let it all flow. Namaste. I am so honored that you are listening to the Love Breezy Bree Yoga podcast. Never miss an episode. Download the free app on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Please also rate the show with 5 stars. I would greatly appreciate that. Visit me on my website at lovebreezybreeyoga.com. I include free yoga sequences every single month. You can leave a comment or message me and we can connect. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful personal practice. Namaste.